Time now for Extension Today on WIFM. Extension Today presented by Surrey, Wilkes, and Yadkin County Farm Bureau. North Carolina Farm Bureau has been actively promoting farm and rural issues since 1936. Now, Extension Today with Danny Hall.
Welcome to Extension Today on WIFM. I'm Danny Hall, and as always, pleased to welcome to our program from the North Carolina Cooperative Extension Service in Surrey County, Extension Agent Joanna Radford. Good morning, Joanna.
Good morning, Danny.
I hope you're doing well today.
I'm doing really well.
Thank you so much for joining us. It's always a pleasure to talk with you, and I just want to start by saying this has, and I think most everybody's going to agree, the weather this year has been, to say the least, unusual, has it not?
It has. It has been playing tricks on us, trying to tell us it's going to be spring and then it goes back to winter time, and we just don't know what to expect, wearing winter coats one day and t-shirts the next. We're actually about 3 weeks ahead of a typical year for us, so that's why we're seeing some of the trees that are blooming and the flowers coming to color, and even some of our small fruit plants like strawberries are starting to bloom.
Mm-hmm. Well, now, Joanna, what does this recent cold spell mean for the strawberries?
We're not sure yet. We know that temperatures are very critical at different stages of a strawberry plant's life cycle. Mm-hmm. We actually start to see injury at 22 degrees.
Ooh.
And that's really at the tight bud stage.
Okay.
And then we'll go ahead again when the strawberry plant is in the popcorn stage and see about injury at 26 and a half degrees.
Mm-hmm.
And then once those blossoms are opened at 30 degrees, we can see some injury. We just don't know quite yet. We don't know how many bloom. There are some of our strawberry growers that are on black plastic. They have been seeing even warmer temperatures because that black plastic warms the soil up and makes it a little bit quicker, I guess, for the plants to mature.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm real concerned about those guys that have on black plastic. Not all of ours. We do have strawberries in the county, but about half of them are on black plastic and half are not.
So what you're saying, as the strawberry plants mature, it takes less, not as cold temperatures to do damage to them. Is that what you're saying?
That is correct.
Oh, okay. So we know that the cold weather can damage the strawberries. Well, here's the thing. Pretty much all of February, it was warm weather. So what's been happening with these warm weather days this year, Joanna?
Warm weather days, everything has started, you know, like we were 3 weeks early, so we're starting to see these blooms. And
mm-hmm.
especially, you know, I was out in a field, a strawberry field, last week, and I did not see any blooms on the strawberries, but those were on matted rows, and that means that they don't have black plastic. It's basically on the ground is
okay.
what they're planted on,
mm-hmm.
just a typical traditional row that these plants are on. So with these warm weather, though, with the black plastic strawberry growers, they're seeing warmer temperatures there at the strawberry plant because it warms, you know, the sun warms up
mm-hmm.
that black plastic, so it's a lot warmer there where the plant is. So we're going to start to see some more blooms. And actually, I talked to one last night, a grower, and they were saying they did see quite a few blooms. And some of them were, most of the ones that they were seeing the plants out there was actually almost forming that bloom. So they're real concerned of what's going to happen with that, especially with this cold snap that's come through. So it is kind of a concern. But, you know, more so with these warm weather days, we're getting calls here in the office about what can I plant? Can I start planting my garden?
Yeah. Our guest is Joanna Radford. She's a Surrey County Extension Agent with the Cooperative Extension Service. Speaking of can I plant my garden, can vegetables be planted this time of year, Joanna?
You know, we're very fortunate here in North Carolina that vegetables can grow pretty much all year long, late winter through late fall. There are a few months that get pretty rough sometimes. Of course, this year we haven't seen a lot of that,
yeah.
just cold snaps. And we've had a few of our local master gardeners that have actually proved that they can harvest onions as late as January and tomatoes as late as November. So there are ways that you can prolong your harvest season and plant plants that are conducive to colder weather and
mm-hmm.
even to protect them. There are some things that you can do as far as maybe building a low-cost cold frame or purchasing some frost protection cloth to put over your plants to help them survive through the colder time as well.
I want to talk to whoever had fresh tomatoes in November.
I know, it's pretty awesome, isn't it?
Yes, it is. So what types of vegetables then can be planted, really, this
well,
time?
Well, right now through probably early April, it's a great time to plant things like carrot,
mm-hmm.
Parsnip, lettuce, lettuce, spinach, mustard, rutabaga, radish, turnip seed, and you can probably even plant some Swiss chard. There's quite a few things. Transplants that you can put out, your onions, your broccoli, cabbage, kale, collards, they can be set out all through the month of March. And it's also a good time to start thinking about things that are, you know, a little bit later planted, what we think about a little bit later planted, which is you start your seed of your eggplants and your peppers, your tomatoes, and you can go ahead and start those indoors, and you'll have them ready to transplant in the spring.
Great idea. Oh, by the way, you lost me at kale. Sorry.
Oh.
I know some people love it. I haven't acquired that taste just yet.
Yeah, I'm kind of excited about that because it's getting people interested in, mm-hmm. can I plant now with the warm weather?
Yeah.
And some of these people aren't very used to planting.
Yeah.
So that's pretty neat that we can think about that, maybe introduce some more vegetables into their
dinner. A try. Yeah, just give it a try.
Yeah.
Joanne Radford, our guest with the Extension Service in Surry County, and I mentioned a little bit ago about tomatoes. What about tomatoes? Can I plant those now?
If you're looking to plant these traditional vegetables like tomatoes, you probably want to wait until the last frost. And our last average frost date here in Surry County is around April 22nd. So I would just advise, you know, we could have frost 2 weeks before or even 2 weeks after that date.
Wow.
And, you know, we've been known to have some late frost, mm-hmm. so you have to be really careful on those. As the time, it is safe to plant warm season crops like cucumbers, tomatoes, southern peas, and lima beans, so you probably want to wait until after that April 22nd date.
Especially as weird as the weather has been this year. I mean, you think winter's over, and then it's back in full force, so we don't know. So would you suggest like waiting the 2 weeks past what's the normal time, or when you get to that?
I do. I like to see folks waiting at least until May.
Oh, okay.
A few of the warm season crops will tolerate near freezing temperatures, and mm-hmm. it can be started a little bit earlier. So if you really had to get out there in the field, you could maybe your green beans and sweet corn, squash, and zucchini. Maybe you like those, Danny, better than the kale.
As a matter of fact, I
these
do.
These crops can be sown in the garden as early, you know, as mid-April, and we should, you know, it should be okay.
Should be okay.
You just need to be watchful of the weather, and if there is a chance of frost, you may want to do some protecting measures on them.
Well, Joanna, I have to say, with all this talk we've done about vegetables and stuff, it's got me thinking about farmers markets, the local farmers markets. When can we expect them to be opening this year?
Oh, just around the corner.
Oh.
The Elkin Farmers Market is scheduled to open up on April the 15th. Their hours will be from 9 to 12, and they're going to be open that Saturday through all Saturdays until probably the end of October, at least this year.
Okay.
And they're located in Town Hall Parking Lot in Elkin. And then we have two more markets. We have the Mount Airy Farmers Market. It's going to open April the 18th, and that's on Tuesday.
Okay.
Their hours are from 9 to 12, so that's a morning market as well. They are located at Mill Creek General Store in Mount Airy.
Mm-hmm.
And then our newest market is the Dobson Market. They're scheduled to open on April the 20th. They're open on Thursdays from 3 until 6. So that catches all of that after your work hours. You can stop by the market before you head home.
Mm-hmm.
And they're located under the shelter at the Dobson Square Park.
What kind of participation are you expecting this year at the farmers market, Joanna?
Danny, I think it's going to be an excellent year. Last night, we had our farmers market vendor meeting, and mm-hmm. we had 44 farmers to attend. So it looks like it's going to be a great market year.
Wow, that's terrific. Now, is it too late for farmers to get in on it?
No. Okay. They can sign up for the farmers market until the end of May.
Oh, okay.
I think it's May 27th is the deadline for that. So they still have a little bit of time to figure out what they're going to plant and get on in their application, and we can set them up for the market.
How do they go about getting the application?
They can look on our website at the Surry County Extension website, or they mm-hmm. can call here into the office, 336-401-8025, and we can mail them an application.
Cannot wait for the fresh vegetables to start rolling in those farmers markets. I'm looking forward to a good year, and I know you are too. Joanna Radford, thank you very much for joining us today. Thanks for the info. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Danny.
Talk to you again very soon. And folks, thank you for joining us for Extension Today right here, WIFM.
Extension Today on WIFM, presented by Surry, Wilkes, and Yadkin County Farm Bureau. Join us again next time for Extension Today on WIFM.